Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts, and the HSD website. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of November 13th, 2023. November 13th through 17th is American Education Week. This is a time where we highlight and celebrate the critical role all HSD staff members play in providing an educational experience in which every student is known, valued, and empowered to achieve their dreams. Over the past few weeks, we have been asking students to share information about who their staff heroes are, and we have received amazing submissions. Thank you. Here are just a few. Mrs. Jones, fourth grade teacher at Tamarack Elementary. Because she's the reason why I try as much as I can in school, from Cameron. Ms. Rachel, custodian at North Plains Elementary. She works super hard and is kind, compassionate, and considerate, from Sky. Mr. Johnson, music teacher and director of Pointer and Evergreen Bands. He puts up with children that are talking over him and still continues to help educate us. He is nice and funny and very understanding, from Adele. Mr. James, bus driver serving Liberty High School. He's so totally cool, from Lily. Mrs. Save, drama teacher at Century High School. Save has always made me feel safe to be myself. She has helped me feel as if I can achieve my dreams and showed me new goals that I want to reach for, from Jay. Visit our website to see all submissions, and please take a moment to thank the staff members who are special to you and let them know how much you appreciate them. Our wonderful staff members make us proud to be HSD. Our featured event happened at Otfolity Ridge Elementary School on Thursday, November 2nd, when several classrooms had the opportunity to learn about the social-emotional competency for the month, social awareness, in a unique way. Former Mrs. Oregon and current Otfolity Ridge parent, Selena Griffith, gathered some friends from the Washington County Sheriff's Department and KPTV Fox 12 Oregon to teach students about manners and being thoughtful around others while enjoying pumpkin pie and apple cider. Deputy Dog Radar's human partner, Sergeant O'Reilly, fed him bites of pie while students observed things he was doing well, like sitting and waiting patiently, and not so well, like chewing with his mouth open. After the lesson and treats, they posed for a group picture and had the chance to pet Radar on their way back to class. Our school-based health center at Century High School is holding a series of vaccine events on Mondays from November through January to ensure students have all required vaccinations in advance of immunization exclusion day in February. The first event will take place on Monday, November 13th. In accordance with Senate Bill 732, HSD has formed an Educational Equity Advisory Committee to advise and inform the superintendent and school board on issues related to equity and corresponding practices. The next meeting of the EEAC takes place on Monday, November 13th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., both virtually and in the Administration Center boardroom. Public seating is available. The next meeting of the Black Village Family Advisory Committee is 6 to 7 p.m. on Monday, November 13th at Imlay Elementary School. Special topic for the evening is financial literacy. There will be a guest speaker and resources, as well as a light dinner. The Ruby Bridges Walk to School Day takes place on Tuesday, November 14th. It provides a perfect opportunity to teach children about the civil rights movement and make connections to today's collective efforts for change. Ruby was a young girl in Louisiana who bravely walked to her new all-white school on November 14, 1960, following a court order for Louisiana schools to follow the Supreme Court's desegregation decision in Brown v. Board of Education from 15 years earlier. Learn more on our website or at rubybridges.foundation. The next meeting of the Native American Alaska Native Parent Advisory Committee is Wednesday, November 15th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Administration Center boardroom. The first Asian and Pacific Islander Family Engagement Night of the school year takes place from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 16th at R.A. Brown Middle School. Come join us to mingle and enjoy live entertainment and arts and crafts. A light dinner will be provided. Join us for a classified job fair from 2 to 6 p.m. on Monday, November 20th at the District Administration Center. We are currently hiring special education assistants, nutrition services staff, custodians, substitutes, and more. Don't miss Hillsborough Parks and Rec's 28th annual Turkey Trot from 9 a.m. to noon at Hare Field on Saturday, November 18th. The event is free and open to all ages. Register in advance at hillsborough-oregon.gov/register. Kick off the holiday season at the annual Hillsborough Holly Days celebration in downtown Hillsborough from 2 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, November 18th. The event features an artisan market, kid village, live music, and activities for all ages. The ever-popular tree lighting takes place at 6 p.m. Attention staff, if you were enrolled in MOTA Plan 5, Kaiser 2B, or were a licensed or classified employee enrolled in Kaiser 3 for the 2022-23 plan year, you may have money waiting for you. These are the health plans that include a health reimbursement account benefit, meaning you can get reimbursed for certain deductibles and copays, but you must submit all claims by December 31, 2023. Attend one of the upcoming HRA Q&A sessions on November 14th, December 6th, or December 7th to learn more. That's all for the week of November 13th, 2023. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly Hot News publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.